AP grows deeply bitter after White House blocked reporter from third event this week. By Wendell Hasebo on February 14, 2025. The Associated Press appeared worried, confused, or annoyed on Thursday about the White House continuing to bar its reporters from White House media events. Nobody has the right to go into the Oval Office and ask the President of the United States questions, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said Wednesday. If we feel that there are lies being pushed by outlets in this room, we are going to hold those lies accountable. The AP refuses to recognize the Gulf of America as its official name. Trump designated the name change in January, and Google Maps and Apple Maps updated their maps to reflect the new Gulf of America designation, but the AP remains stubborn. In a statement Thursday, the AP said the White House prevented its reporter from covering an event with Indian Prime Minister Modi and President Trump. The decision by the White House to block an AP reporter from an open press conference with President Trump and Prime Minister Modi is a deeply troubling escalation of the administration's continued efforts to punish the Associated Press for its editorial decisions, the AP despaired Thursday. It is a plain violation of the First Amendment, and we urge the Trump administration in the strongest terms to stop this practice. This is now the third day AP reporters have been barred from covering the president, first as a member of the pool, and now from a formal press conference. An incredible disservice to the billions of people who rely on the Associated Press for nonpartisan news. The AP's decision to spurn the Gulf of America name change is contrary to its past updates to its style guide. In 2020, for instance, it updated its style guide of black people to black people. In a letter to Trump Chief of Staff Susie Wiles, the AP claims it might take legal action. The AP is prepared to vigorously defend its constitutional rights, executive editor Julie Pace threatened Wednesday. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.